Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is an audio version of my videos, available to make listening to my stuff in the background easier than YouTube makes it. But since my videos are primarily made for YouTube, there may be occasional references to visual materials. If you'd like this podcast ad-free, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/vicerhino. Please enjoy. Hello, and welcome to my channel. Vice Rhino here. Today, I'm heading back over to AIG Canada, but don't worry, it's not Patricia this time, it's Calvin Smith. In this video, he is attempting to answer the question, does atheist mean you believe there is no God, or just having a lack of belief in God? Which is a bit of a weird way to phrase it, but whatever. But now, full disclosure, I hate this debate. Most of what I have seen of this debate are people trying to insist that all atheists are either one category or the other, and I've seen many appeals to dictionaries, both philosophical or otherwise, in an attempt to win this argument. So I will explain my position. Both types of atheist are valid, and the two positions are not mutually exclusive. If the answer to this question is going to be important to a discussion that you are having, it's best to ask the person that you are having the discussion with which definition of atheist they are actually referring to, and then to address that definition rather than trying to insist that they actually mean something else. So for this video, let me make it clear. I am talking about my position and mine alone. I am not trying to speak for other atheists. I am just discussing my thoughts on the matter. So with that out of the way, let's go!
Now, today's question, does atheism mean not believing God exists or just having a lack of belief in God?
Well, that depends entirely on who you are talking to and specifically which God you are talking about.
Now, have you ever had an atheist say this? That they're not saying they believe God doesn't exist. It's just that they lack a belief in God or gods. It's pretty common amongst atheists these days.
Yes, but I think you'll find that usually that statement is made in response to an apologist asking the atheist to prove that God doesn't exist. So it's not so much that this is the way they prefer to think of themselves, as it is a method of explaining the burden of proof to apologists who like to shift the burden of proof onto others.
Where it actually didn't used to be so much.
I mean, really, being a public atheist in general is kind of a new phenomenon. It used to be that if you were found out to be an atheist, that could lead to you being ostracized from society. So if I'm going to be cut off from society if I admit that I am an atheist, then I'll just pretend to be religious to avoid that. And that's not even getting into the times and places where being an atheist carried the death penalty. It actually still does in some countries even today. So, do you think that someone living in Saudi Arabia where they have the death penalty for atheists is going to be concerned about quibbling over whether their atheism is a lack of belief or a positive claim? Or are they maybe going to be more concerned with just not even letting anyone know that they are breaking the law by not believing in Allah?
And there's a definite reason why they've changed this classical definition of an atheist, which is atheos, no God. That's what it means. And that's a definite statement. You believe God doesn't exist.
Well, there is wiggle room in the potential meanings of the prefix a. It can just mean without. So without theos or without God, which is really easy to interpret in a lacking belief in God kind of way. But yes, it can also go the other way. It is not a mutually exclusive dichotomy.
See, atheists will often say they just lack a belief in God the way they lack belief in sprites or fairies or invisible purple unicorns. In other words,
probably a better way of phrasing it, rather than just lacking a belief, would be to say that I do not see sufficient evidence to justify belief in your God claim, just as I do not see sufficient evidence to justify belief in sprites, fairies, and invisible purple unicorns. Are you saying that you have evidence against sprites, fairies, and invisible purple unicorns? Or do you simply remain unconvinced of the existence of such things when others claim that they do exist? Also, let's just put a pin in that invisible purple unicorn. We're going to come back to that.
They're saying atheism isn't an actual intellectual position where they're making an absolute commitment or statement towards a specific worldview. They're actually saying that they have no position concerning God, so don't you dare accuse them of saying they believe that God doesn't exist.
It's not so much that I don't have a position. It's that my position is to not accept your claim until such a time as you provide evidence to support your claim. Everyone does this with most propositions. There are way too many religions in the world to spend your life carefully examining each and every one of them to determine conclusively which ones, if any, are true. So rather than learning all of the ins and outs of every single religion on the planet, I simply wait for the religion, or its representative, seeing as how God seems incapable of doing anything himself, to actually make their case.
Well, let's break this down into two points here. I mean, number one, why the change in terminology? And two, is this an actual tenable position? Well, number one's easy. I mean, why the switch up here? Well, if you have no position, how can you be attacked on your position?
Again, you're wrong. It's not that I just don't have a position. It's that I don't accept your position just because you said so.
Anyone that's watched a politician for more than a few minutes has kind of seen this type of mumbo-jumbo before, right?
The main difference here is that a politician is trying to convince large numbers of people with a diversity of opinions on all sorts of different topics to vote for them. You are trying to convince me that I need to essentially upend my whole life in order to make your God happy. Before I upend my whole life, I would like to actually have some way of verifying that your God exists in the first place.
The person just keeps talking and talking and saying a lot of words, but they never seem to say or come to any kind of real commitment, so that later on, if someone accuses them of backing a certain point of view, well, they just kind of deny it and say, well, you know, it was pretty vague earlier on. They don't have to commit to anything. Well,
but that's exactly the difference here. A vague politician is trying to convince you of the position that voting for them is a good choice. An atheist is, for the most part, not trying to convince you to stop believing. They just aren't convinced by you that they should believe.
That's a defense mechanism being employed. What they're trying to do by stating they lack belief is to protect their worldview from being open to attack and cross-examination.
Not at all. You are free to attack the position of not accepting your God claim all you like. And you, or at least your organization, regularly do attack this position and try to connect the dots between atheism and all sorts of things you don't like evolution. But at the end of the day, the atheist position is an answer to one question and one question only. Do you believe in God? My answer is no. I see no reason to believe in God, so I don't.
No pun intended, to cross-examination, but anyway.
Congrats! You figured out the pun that Frank Turek has been using as his ministry title since 2006. Bit late to the party, but better late than never, I suppose.
Here's the problem with point number two. And this is the question to ask the atheist that says this. What is it that you lack belief in? Make them explain it.
I don't think this is quite the gotcha that you seem to think it is.
Do you lack a belief in Allah? The Gitche Manitou, the one true God of the Bible?
All of the above. You see, the lack belief in position is a response to the claim that has been made. So if I know nothing about your God and you just walk up to me and say, hey, do you believe in my God? I'm not just going to immediately say yes, and if you ask me to define your God for you, then I won't know how to do that because you're the one making the God claim.
What is God that you lack belief in like? Prompt them. Is it the God you believe in supposed to have the power to create the universe? Yes or no? Does the God you lack belief in supposedly set the moral absolutes? Yes or no?
And this is where we come back to the invisible purple unicorn. So, firstly, I don't believe in any God, whether you think that a God exists who has the power to create the universe or not. But second, and more importantly, it's when you start defining God that I can be more specific with my reasoning as to why I don't believe in God. Once you give your God properties, such as being the creator of the universe and the source of moral absolutes, I can give you better reasons as to why I don't believe in him. With the invisible purple unicorn, we can look at its properties to determine that it doesn't exist. For something to be purple, it has to reflect the wavelengths of light that we perceive as purple. For it to be invisible, it has to not reflect or refract any light, unless it somehow refracts all light perfectly around its body so that it at least appears to continue in a straight line through it. But no matter how it achieves its invisibility, it cannot have both the properties of purple and invisible at the same time. Ergo, invisible purple unicorns do not exist because something cannot exist that is both purple and invisible. So you say that God is the source of moral absolutes. If we dig down into this claim a bit, we'll find that AIG's position is that God writes his absolute morality on everyone's hearts. But when we look at the real world, we see that aside from a few very major items, most people disagree about morality quite a bit. Most cultures disagree about morality quite a bit. Some people are literally born without a sense of morality. Ergo, God has not written absolute morality on everyone's hearts. So a God that is the source of absolute morality and has written absolute morality on everyone's hearts does not exist. Though, to be fair, if everyone did have a full copy of the Bible physically written all over their heart muscles from birth, that would go a long way toward proving that the God of the Bible actually existed, but I'm also pretty sure the phrase is meant to be taken metaphorically rather than literally. Also, fun fact, but in ancient Hebrew culture, they considered the bowels to be the seat of emotion in the body, not the heart. So the verse in the Old Testament that is talking about having the law in your heart, the word translated as heart here is better translated as inward parts or bowels. When I first learned this fact, it moved me deep in my, heart. Anyway, back to my point. I only lack belief in God up until you explain what you mean by God and provide evidence for such a being. As AIG defines the Christian God, I find him to be internally inconsistent and logically incoherent, so I don't just lack belief in AIG's version of the Christian God, I actively disbelieve in him and can make a case for my disbelief. And this is why asking the atheist to define which God they disbelieve in is completely nonsensical. It would be like me asking you which kinds of invisible unicorns you lack belief in, and act as though I've made some profound point should you fail to include purple invisible unicorns among the many potential descriptors for invisible unicorns that you don't believe in. Like, no, if I were to then mention purple invisible unicorns, the correct response from you would be, oh yeah, them too.
You see, saying you have a lack of belief may sound like it makes sense to someone until you realize that once you're introduced to an idea, you can't be neutral towards it.
Firstly, yes you can. Secondly, who even said anything about neutrality? To be unconvinced by your proposition is not remaining neutral, it is to be unconvinced. The lack of belief position was put forth specifically as a response to apologists demanding that atheists provide evidence that there is no God. It is meant to explain how the burden of proof is on the person making the claim. I don't have to be neutral toward the claim to not accept it without evidence.
You begin making judgments about the concepts that you're being exposed to.
Yeah, but there are some things that you really can be truly neutral about. You know, that you don't care one way or the other. For example, the curtain covering the window behind my monitor is red. We've had this curtain for long enough that I have no memory of buying it or selecting its color. I do not care that it is red. It could be literally any other color and it wouldn't bother me at all. I am completely apathetic toward the color of that curtain. That is a neutral position.
You can consider it's plausible, accepted, think it's nuts, crazy, rejected, or whatever. Maybe you need more information.
And there you go, you've hit the nail on the head. I reject it for lack of evidence, so before accepting it, I will need more information, such as evidence.
To come to a definite conclusion. But you can't just say any longer that you lack a belief in it, because it is an it. It's defined to some extent a concept, so you can't lack a belief in it anymore the way you're trying to frame it.
Okay, here I don't really get what your point is. God is a proposition. It is impossible to remain neutral on a proposition. Therefore, we can't just not believe in your proposition. I feel like you didn't actually talk to any atheists who hold this position before making this video.
Now, even after explaining this, some atheists are still going to say that they can lack a belief in things even after being exposed to the idea, but that's not true.
Debatable, maybe, but lack of belief is not a lack of position. The whole point of pointing out that I lack a belief is not to say that I don't have a position or that I am entirely neutral on the position. It is to make it easier for you to understand that you are the one making the claim, and therefore you have the burden of proof. That's it. Nobody that I am aware of is stating that they lack a belief in any way that is even meant to imply that they don't have a position on the God proposition. You're answering an objection that doesn't even exist here.
If I were to say to one of my younger grandkids, you know, that I believe in the flying spaghetti monster, and this child had zero concept of what a flying spaghetti monster was and had no previous awareness of it. Well, the flying spaghetti monster then that I explained is supposedly invisible and created the universe and lives outside of space and time. They would now have knowledge about that concept, and they've got to either accept that or reject it or say they need more information to determine whether, you know, flying spaghetti monsters exist, whatever.
Exactly. Glad you finally understand.
And you can try to play word games and say not having enough information to make the decision as to whether the flying spaghetti monster exists, you know, equals being an atheist towards it.
I mean, yeah, you can play word games if you want, but it's best in these kinds of discussions to, you know, actually ask the people that you're talking to how they are using certain words, because different people use the word atheist differently. It all generally means something similar, but the specifics will vary from person to person. So rather than trying to win your argument by insisting on a certain definition and then claiming victory because the person used a label in a way that makes you disagree with the definition, maybe just address the label as they are using it, instead of trying to pigeonhole them into a different meaning of the same label because you disagreed on some of the specifics of the definition.
But that's actually called being an agnostic, not a true atheist.
See, that's what I mean. Sure, you can get all pedantic about the various definitions of agnostic and atheist and try to force the person you're talking to adopt a different label, but at the end of the day, that doesn't do anything to help your case. It's an annoying definition fight at best. And I know some people that like their definition fights will get annoyed at me doing this, but I actually use the Gnostic part as a modifier to the theistic proposition. So atheist or theist answers the question, are you convinced that God exists? While Gnostic and agnostic answers the question, how certain are you of your atheism / theism? So a Gnostic atheist is certain that there is no God, an agnostic atheist is not convinced that there is a God but is withholding certainty, a Gnostic theist knows for certain that there is a God, and an agnostic theist thinks that there is a God but is withholding certainty. Now, before you start commenting about how it's impossible to actually know the answer to this question for sure because of potential solipsism or whatever, just keep in mind that certainty here does not necessarily correlate with actual knowledge, just knowledge that the person is certain of. You can be certain of your position and be wrong in your position simultaneously. And also, keep in mind that my position on this spectrum will change depending on what kind of God we are talking about. If we're talking about some vague deistic God concept who just made the universe in the Big Bang and then sat back and watched it unfold without interfering, I am not convinced that such a being exists, but I am less able to say that I know for sure that it does not exist than I am for specifically AIG's version of the Christian God, for whom I would put myself in the Gnostic atheist category, as that God is too internally inconsistent. So, if you use the labels the same way I do, you can be both agnostic and atheist simultaneously. And yes, I do know that there are other ways of interpreting these labels, and I know that some people get weirdly angry about whether or not agnostic can be used as a modifier, but as most people are capable of quickly understanding what I mean when I explain them this way, using them this way can be useful.
You see, the root of the word atheist reveals the fallacy. Atheos means no God.
Well, congrats. You win by insisting that the person you're talking to defined themselves wrong, and you have not made any meaningful progress in the conversation as a result. That's it for this one. Today's comment of the day comes to us from John Bowen, who says, 5 times 10 to the 16th is more descriptive than 50 quadrillion. Good choice. I chose this one out of the dozens of comments that I got telling me that quadrillion was the number I was looking for, because most were treating it as though it were a correction of some sort, as though I hadn't looked up what to call the number, seen that the word for it has multiple meanings depending on which side of the Atlantic you live on, and decided to go with the notation that makes it 100% unambiguous and makes a little joke out of it at the same time. But yes, that is actually why I went with exponential notation rather than using imprecise language. And also, I appreciate that John here uses the double space after the period, which I also do, even though as of 2019 all the style guides agreed that single space is correct, though there is varying disagreement on just how incorrect two spaces can be, ranging from unacceptable to meh, doesn't really matter. Thanks for watching. Special thanks as always to my patrons, Lynn Dobbs, Mark McManus, What Jesus, and all the rest, who are the wavelengths of purple light that are reflected by the invisible unicorn that is my channel. If you'd like to be logically incoherent, you can join us on Patreon for as little as $1 per week over at patreon.com/vicerhino. If you feel so inclined, you can also support the channel through direct donation or my Amazon wishlist, which are linked in the description. If you'd like to listen to my videos in podcast form, the link for that is also in the description, as well as links to my social media accounts and my PO Box address. See you next time!